Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Pei Vav. We are holding on Daf Pei Hei Am Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page on Pei Hei Am Beis. Today's show is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Allah, Shalom, the Neshama, should have an aliyah. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. The Mishnah is going to talk about two things. First of all, it's going to talk about items that are kosher, but still you have to take off of the Mizbeach, because even though they're kosher, they don't belong on the Mizbeach. Meaning up until now, we've been talking about psulim that really, had they been kosher, would belong on the Mizbeach, but they're pasul. Now we're talking about things that are perfectly kosher. They just have no business being on the Mizbeach. Then we're going to discuss things that are attached to an animal and whether they belong on the Mizbeach or not. Then the Gemara is going to focus on that, on the second part of the Mishnah, about things that are mechubar to the basar and the dam of the animal itself. Then the Gemara is going to teach us the limitations on the din, that once bones are separated from the basar, that they no longer go up on the Mizbeach. So is that din always true? Rabbah is going to teach us a chiddush, and we'll see not everybody agrees with Rabbah's chiddush, and that conversation will bring us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah is going to teach two things. First of all, should things that were on the Mizbeach and fell off be returned? And second, which part of the Mizbeach is Mekadesh? Is it all parts of the Mizbeach? What about the Kevesh? Is the ramp of the Mizbeach Mekadesh? The Gemara is going to talk about the importance of Chatzos in determining whether something is returned to the Mizbeach or not, that it could be Chatzos Halayla is a dividing line between things that will be returned on the Mizbeach and things that will not be returned to the Mizbeach when they come off. So that will bring us pretty much to the end of the daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah on daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Ve'elu im alu yardu, the following things, even if they went up on the Mizbeach, they have to come down from the Mizbeach, even though they're perfectly kosher things. They just have no business being on the Mizbeach. Basar kachim kachim, basar kachim kalim. The meat of kachim kachim and kachim kalim, which is supposed to be eaten, it's not supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Umosara omer v'shtei alechem v'lechem apanim, the leftover from the karbonos mincha of the omer, the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim, it's all supposed to get eaten. It doesn't belong on the Mizbeach. Ushiyari minachos, the shirayim of any other mincha. Most karbonos mincha, you take a kmitza and you burn the, and your makadish and the klisharis, and you burn that on the Mizbeach. But whatever is left is eaten. It's the shirayim of the mincha. Tosus points out the mosara omer and shtei alechem v'lechem apanim are also shirayim. Meaning, why does it have to list it separately in the Mishnah? So Tos says, because the Mosar Omer and the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Panim have different dinim than most other Karbonos Mincha. Meaning, the Omer, the Shtei Lechem and Lechem Panim are totally unique in the world of Karbon Mincha. When we learn Menachos, there's going to be general dinim that cover all Menachos, and these are three notable exceptions to a lot of these dinim. The Omer is Matir the Chadash, serves that function, and it comes from Sa'orim, which is unusual. The Shtei Alechem is brought from Chametz, whereas most Menachos are, except for some of the Lachmei Toda, most Menachos are always Matzah, they're not Chametz. And the Lechem Apanim, you don't burn any part of the Lechem Apanim. The only part that you burn are the Bezich and the Levona that are on the Shulchan. So all of them are entirely unique, and that's why the Mishnah lists them separately from Shiari Menachos. But bottom line is, none of these things belong on the Mizbeach, and therefore you take them off of the Mizbeach. Vaktores, and if the Ktores was brought on the Mizbeach, now Ktores does go on the Mizbeach, but the other one, it goes on the Mizbeach Hapnimi. So if you brought the Ktores, you put the Ktores on the Mizbeach Hachitzon, you take it down because it doesn't belong on the Mizbeach Chitzon, belongs on the Mizbeach Hapnimi. Shittim Gwetzes raises a question, well, wait a second, we just learned in yesterday's daf, when it comes to Dam, that's nitanim b'fnim shenasim b'chutz, or shenitanim b'chutz shenasim b'fnim im alu lo yardu, because even though they're not ra'ui to be brought on that mizbeach, they're ra'ui to be brought on some mizbeach. So how come when it comes to the ketores, where it's brought on the wrong mizbeach, we say you better get it down from the mizbeach? So the Shittim Gwetzes suggests that when it comes to dam, even though this dam is not ra'ui for this mizbeach, but there is dam that's ra'ui for each mizbeach. There's some dam that's nitanim bifnim, there's some dam that's nitanim bachutz. So even though the particular dam that's nitanim bifnim, you're putting bachutz, or bachutz, you're putting bifnim, but it's not so off base, it's at least the type of thing that goes on the mizbeach that you're putting it on. And therefore it's lo yerdu. But when it comes to ketores, we are never makdir ketores on the mizbeach achitzon, and therefore it doesn't belong at all, and it's going to have to come down from the mizbeach. That is part one of the Mishnah, items that are kosher, but they have no business being on the mizbeach, so if they make their way to the mizbeach, you take them down. Halacha number two of the Mishnah, hatzemer shebarashei kvasim, v'seir shebazakin tiyashim, the wool on the head of the sheep, and the goat's beard of a carbon ola. We're talking about a carbon ola, even though the halacha is that you're supposed to be mafshit the or of the ola, but that's not true by the Rosh HaBehema. The Rosh HaBehema is brought together with its or on it. We don't skin the head of the Behema. So therefore, you'll have tzemer that's on the top of the head, or you'll have the zakan tiyashim, v'atzamos, v'agidim, or the bones, or the gidim, the sinews, v'akranayim, or the horns, v'atzlapayim, or the hooves, bizman she'muchubarim, when it's still attached to the body of the Behema, yalu, then you bring it up on the mizbech, shenemar, v'ikter ha'koin es ha'kol ha'mizbecha, that he brings everything, so that sounds any part of the animal, pershu, but once it's separated from the body of the Behema, lo yalu, then you don't bring it up on the mizbech, shenemar, v'asiso alosecha ha'basar v'adam, that the carbonol is only ha'basar v'adam, so you only bring the basar v'adam, so the way to reconcile, how can it be only the basar v'adam, and how can it be ha'kol, is that if it's attached, then it's hakol. If it's detached, then it's only the bus of Adam. So now says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. V'ikter ha'kohen es ha'kol ha'mizbecha. Every part of the animal is brought on the mizbech. L'rabos, ha'tzomos, v'agidim, v'akronayim, v'atzlafayim. That includes all the bones and the sinews and the hooves and the horns. Yachla filu pirshu. You might think that even if those parts have been separated from the rest of the behema, that you should still bring it up on the mizbech. Tavolomer, that's why I have another pasuk. V'asisa l'secha ha'basar v'adam. That you only are makdir the basar and the dam. Well, e basar v'adam, if it's only the basar v'adam, Yachl Yachlots, you might think that Yachl Yachlots Gidin Vatsamos, the Yalla Basra Legabe Mizbech, you might think that you have a requirement, a mitzvah, to separate out the Gidin Vatsamos and only bring the Basar on the Mizbech. Tamalomar, Victor Akoin es Hakol. That's why I have the Pasuk Victor Akoin es Hakol, that you bring even the Atzamos and the Gidin and all that on the Mizbech. So, Haketzan, how could it be? It's a steer between the two Psukim. Is it Hakol or is it only Basar Vadam? So that's what we say, Mechubar and Yalu, Pirshu Afilu Ein Barosh HaMizbech, Yerdu, that if it's Mechubar, then it goes on the Mizbech. If it's separated from the rest of the animal, then even if it is on the Mizbech, you take it down. Not only does it not go on the Mizbech, but even if it's already there, you take it down. The Sfasemis points out, from Rashi writes, Yochel Yachlots, that the Havamina is Yachlots, that Rashi says, Mitzvah Mutelus Alav, that you might have thought that you have a requirement to separate out the bones and the sinews and not bring it on the mizbeach, so that therefore the Brisa tells me no, there's no such requirement. So the impression you get from Rashi, no such requirement, but also no such problem. If you wanted to take out the bones and the hooves and the horns before you bring the bus on the mizbeach, sounds from Rashi, even the maskana, you're allowed to do that. It's just that there's no requirement to do that. However, the Rambam in Maisar Kabbalos Parak Vav Halacha Yud Beis understands the drasha over here is that it's usur to separate them out. If they happen to have fallen off, then you don't bring them on the mizbech. But you're not allowed to make them fall off. If it's still attached, you bring it all on the mizbech. That's how the Rambam seems to learn. Then Sfasem says maybe Rashi really learns like the Rambam, because Rashi's whole comment was only in the Havamina. It wasn't really in the Maskana, so we don't really know what he holds the Maskana. He had a Havamina that there's a mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah lachlots. Kamash Malon what? Kamash Malon that there's no mitzvah, but you're allowed to? Or Kamash Malon that you're not even allowed to, so it could go either way. So it says, man tana de shamitle damar pirshu yeridu. Who is the tana that holds that if the atzamos and the gidin are separated from the basar of the behema, that even if it was on the mizbeach already, it's got to come down from the mizbeach? Rebbe hi. That tana is Rebbe. Titania, because we have a brisa, pasuk says, Victor HaKohen es hakol hamizbecha l'rabos atzamos v'gidin barkonayim v'tlofayim. That sounds like including the bones and the sinews and the horns and the hooves. So v'afilu pirshu, and it sounds like even if it's no longer attached to the behema, you bring it up on the mizbech. Ve'elamani makayim v'asiso losecha basar v'adam. What then do I do with the fact that there's a stira, because the pasuk says that only basar and dam goes on the mizbech? Sounds like not the horns and the hooves and the bones and the sinews. Lomer lecha ikule ola atamachzir. That tells me that the limbs of an ola that have already been consumed by the fire and somehow have come off of the mizbeach, have shot off of the mizbeach, that you put onto the mizbeach. But v'iyata machzir ikule gidin v'atzamos. But you're not machzir to the mizbeach v'ikule gidin v'atzamos. So the din of putting something back on the mizbeach is only by the basar v'dam and not by the gidin v'atzamos. So what does it mean when it says that victor is hakol hamizbeach, victor hakohen is hakol hamizbeach? Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to put everything on the mizbeach, including the gidin v'atzamos, and no chilek according to the chamim whether the gidin v'atzamos are attached, detached, irrelevant. Every part goes on the mizbeach. The only question is, if it comes off, do you put it back on the mizbeach? That's how the chachamim reconcile the stira in the psukim. But Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, like we've been saying, that kosvech rom viktar koin is hakol hamizbecha. You have one pasuk that says that you makter everything, riba, that seems to include everything that sums the gid in the tzalpayim, the Quran, so the kosvech rom, and then you have another pasuk, vasisol secha, ha basar v'adam. So mieta, that tells me it's only basar v'adam and not the Kranayim and Tlapayim and Atzamos and the Gidin. So Haketzad, how do we reconcile the Stira and the two Pesukim? So Mechubar and Yalu, Pershu Afilu and Barashim Mizbech Yardu, that if they were Mechubar, so then you put them on the Mizbech. If they were not Mechubar to the rest of the animal, then not only don't you put them on the Mizbech, but if they're already there, you take them off of the Mizbech. So it's Machlokas Tanoim, how to reconcile these two Pesukim. This is a classic example of when you have Sheikh Hamachishim. So we say every day in Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, so Achiyova Kosva Shlishi Viachriya Beinayim, that the way to reconcile when you have a stira between two psukim is you look for the third pasuk that is Machriya between them. So this is a classic example of the question of what do you do when there is no Kosva Shlishi, right? So do you do a little bit of each? Do you do some sort of compromise, right? So that's a Machlokas in Maseches Beitza. The Gemara said, and elsewhere, that the Gemara says that Yom Tov is supposed to be Lashem and Yom Tov is supposed to be Lachem, and there is no Kosav Ashlishi that's Mechriya between Lachem and Lashem. So it's Machlokes Tanoim. Is it that you're given options? O kulu Lashem, O kulu Lachem, or no, that it's Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem, that we sort of split the difference and we say that there's got to be some way that it's Lachem and some way and partially, it's not entirely, but partially Lachem, partially. So when we're reconciling the stira between that's Rav Yosef Engel's Ha'ara, that machlokas is a broader machlokas. That machlokas about Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem, or O kulu Lashem, O kulu Lachem, is a broader machlokas about Shnei. When there is no Kosav HaShlishi, do you say that the Torah is just giving you options? You could choose A or you could choose B. Or do you say that the Torah is telling you you have to make sure both of these psukim are activated, that both of these psukim have some sort of expression? So that's what Rav Yosef Engel says. Rav Meir Tversky said when he was learning in Rav Shachter's Kolel, they were learning Beitza, Rav Shachter asked on the Kolel Bechina, what do you do when you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zazah and there's no Kosav HaShlishi? But, you know, the Gemara doesn't address that. The Gemara just happens to give the case Lachem Lashem. You have to know on your own. So Rav Tversky said, now I know the answer. You know, he said, I didn't know the answer. You have to be able to make that connection. Every once in a while, I'll stick a question like that. So the... So over here also, you have two psukim that are machishim zezeh. We have no kasuv hashlishi mechriya b'neim. So both tanoim are saying that they're both true. That it's hakola mizbecha, and that it's only the basar v'dam, but different ways of reconciling it. Right? The rabbanon say that it's about that which comes off of the mizbech. That really, it's always true that you do everything on the mizbech, but when something comes off of the mizbech, the only thing you return to the mizbech is the basar v'dam. And Rebbe says, no, it's about what you put on the mizbech in the first place. That if the tzamos and the gidim and the karnayim and tlapayim are still attached to the animal, then yes, you do put it on the mizbech. If they're not attached to the animal, they have no business being on the mizbech, so you can't put them there. And if they come off, and if they're there, you better take them off. Okay, pirshu lo yalu. We then said that once they're separated from the rest of the animal, do not put them on the mizbech, like shitas Rebbe. So am Rebbe Zeira lo shanu. This din that if the flesh of the animal is separated from the atzamos and the gidim, everything, that you don't put it on the mizbech. Ela shepirshu klapei mata. That's only if the basar was poresh further away from the ma'aracha, from the fire of the mizbech. Aval klapei maila. But if the basar, if the tlapayim and the kranayim and the atzamos and the gidim were poresh, but they were poresh more toward the ma'aracha on the mizbech, then it's closer to being consumed on the fire of the mizbech. That's not called pirshu. That's called a kirvula esh. So that's not called separated from. That's called getting closer to. So Tosus writes that this is going on Rebbe's shita in the brisa, that even if it was parish berosh hamizbech, you would take it down. Right? Rebbe's shita in the brisa was not only if the tlapayim and the karnayim and all that was separated from the behema before it ever went on the mizbech, that you do not put it there. Rebbe's shita was even if on the top of the mizbech they get separated from each other, get those gidin v'atzamos and karnayim and tlapayim down off of the mizbech. So this, so it's on that Tosus points out that we're commenting. If it's Berosh HaMizbeach, and that's where it got separated, but it got separated closer to the Ma'aracha, then you're going to leave it on the Mizbeach. Tosus quotes, though, that there are Yesh Svarim, that are Gores, that Pirshu Lo Yalu is going on that are Gores, the words Pirshu Lo Yalu, that we're talking about where it's on the floor, where it's not even on the Mizbeach. And that's where we're commenting, that if it's on the floor, it's not even on the Mizbeach, but it's poresh closer to the Mizbeach, which is closer to the Ma'aracha, then you still bring it up on the Mizbeach. And Tos says that's untenable. It can't be. I mean, that's called closer to the Ma'aracha. That's called that you're getting closer to them. It's not even on the Mizbeach b'chlal. So he says it's not shy to say pirshu klapei maila, that it's closer to the equal to being consumed on the Ma'aracha, when it's still on the ground, when it's still on the karka. So Tos says the Yesh Svarim cannot be correct. Now, we said according to the Chachamim in the Brisa, that the way to reconcile the stira between the two psukim of Es Hakol HaMizbecha versus the basar and the dam only going on the mizbech is about what fell off of the mizbech. But the Chacham understood that everything is actually brought on the Mizbech lichat chila, whether it's attached or not attached. Va'afilu pirshu, the Chacham meld, even if the basar and the, even if the atzamos and the gidim and the kranayim and the tlapayim have been separated from the basar of the behema, still bring it up on the Mizbech. That was the sheet of the Chachamim. So Amar Rabba comments a chiddush within the sheet of the Chachamim. It's a question whether we should be goris the words hachi ka'amar. Lo shanu ela shapir shulachar zrika. This sheet of the Chacham that you even bring the atzamos and the gidim and you go burn them on the top of the mizbech. That is only if they were separated from the rest of the animal after the zrika. That while you did the zrika sadam, they were still attached to the basar, so they became kadosh to the extent that you need to be maktir the atzamos and the gidim and everything else, even if later they were separated from the basar. Aval pirshu kodim zrika. But if they were separated from the basar before you even did the zrika sadam, and at the time of the zrika they were not ra'ui to be brought in the mizbech, asray zrika. zrika v'sharitinu, then the zrika is matir them entirely. Not only that they don't bring them on the mizbeach, you can do whatever you want with them. Afilu mevin minayu katan tisakini. You want to use those bones and make a nice handle for a knife out of those bones, you're allowed to do that. Meaning the opposite extreme, not what you'd expect from the chachamim. That the chacham said that the bones l'chachila go on the mizbeach. You're supposed to put them on the mizbeach l'chachila. But that's all, and even if they're separated from the basar, you put them on the mizbeach l'chachila. But that's only if they were at least attached to the basar when you did the zrika. So then, even if they subsequently become separated, you put them on the mizbeach. But if they were already detached from the basar at the time that you did the zrika, then gezuntay, go do whatever you want with it. Make a nice knife handle for yourself out of these atzamos. And Rashi explains, because just like the zrika is matir the basar for that which it is destined, meaning to be makter on the mizbeach, you're only allowed to be makter the basar on the mizbeach once you do the zrika, so too the zrika is matir the atzamos for that which it is omed, which is for the kohanim to use, so they could use it whatever they want. So Savala Rabba, who's making this comment, he holds ki adam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael, like that which Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yishmael said, that Nemar, it says lo yihyeh ba'ola, it says the phrase lo yihyeh by the karbonola, that it should be his, it should belong to the kohen, v'nemar lo yihyeh ba'asham, and it says by the karbon asham lo yihyeh. So we learn gzeir shava ma'asham atzmosav mutarin af ola atzmosav mutarin, just like the bones of a karbon asham are mutar ba'na, so too the bones of a karbon ola are likewise mutar ba'na. Now wait a second, Rabbah holds, if Rabbah holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that we learn the din of atzmos of an ola from the din of atzmos of an asham that are mutar ba'na, so why does he hold that they're not mutar unless they were porish lefnei the zrika? That's not true by an asham. By an asham, whether the bones are porish lefnei the zrika, le'achar zrika, by an asham, the bones are always mutar ba'na. So how come Rabba had said that when it comes to the karban ola, if the bones are attached to the basar at the time of the zrika, it all goes on the zech, it all gets burnt. But if the bones are detached prior to the zrika, then you're allowed to make a knife handle out of it. What do you mean? If you're really learning it from an asham, you should always be able to make a knife handle out of it. So the Karen Ora suggests that it cannot be that the zrika is matir, the atzamos of the ola that are poresh after the zrika, because at the shas hazrika they were omed la haktara. So you cannot learn from the karban asham to be matir about anything that was omed la haktara. It has to be that it was poresh lefnei the zrika, and that's the only thing we can actually learn from the karban asham. So, but that's the gzeir shavah, that the phrase lo yiyah appears by asham and it appears by ola, and therefore we're saying that just like by an asham the bones are mutar ba'na, so too there's a circumstance that the bones of an ola are also going to be mutar ba'na. And that is according to the chachamim that who hold that the bones of an ola, if they're attached to when they're attached or detached, go up in the mizbech. That's only if they were attached at the time of the zrika, but if they were detached already at the time of the zrika, you could do whatever you want with them. So says Mar Mufni, that gzer shava must be that both phrases, that at least one of the phrases, lo yiyeh, in either the context of asham or the context of ola, is not being used for something else, and therefore it's a rock solid gzera shava. When you have a gzera shava that's enum mufna, that both phrases are already used to teach me some other drasha, so you're allowed to be done such a gzera shava. But whenever there's any question that the two parshios don't match perfectly, then we'd get rid of such a gzera shava. So there, when we say that it's mufni, that it must be that it's that both phrases of lo yiyeh are available over here, then or that one of the phrases rather is extra and is available over here, that what we're saying is because it has to be that way, because otherwise we'd be able to ask a question on the Gzeir Shava. Di lo mufni, if it were not, if both of these psukim were already needed for other drushas, then I could ask a simple pircha, a simple problem with trying to match asham to ola, because ikal mifrach mal asham shekin besar mutter. There's a fundamental difference between an asham and ola, and that is by an asham you're allowed to eat the meat, so that's why the bones maybe will be mutter for the Kohanim to get hana'a from. But an ola is much more chamer. An ola doesn't have a heter achila. The whole thing gets burnt on the mizbeach. So it could be that there will therefore be more machmir by the bones and not allow the Kohanim to get hana'a from the bones. So that's a very strong kasha, and that's why we have to say that the gzera shav is mufna. And says Gemara, lo yiyah yisei riksif. It is mufna because the phrase lo yiyah that it says by karbonola is really extra. It could have just as easily said, or ha'ola sharikriv, la kohen. Why does it have to say lo yihyeh? Just say it goes to the kohen. Lo yihyeh is extra. It's mufna, and it's there just to teach me this gzeirah shava. So now the Gemara asks on Rabbah. Again, Rabbah's din was that if, even according to the Chachamim, well, that you're supposed to put the bones on the Mizbeach, even if they've been detached from the Basar, but that even the Chacham would say that if they were detached from the Basar prior to the Zrika, you could do whatever you want with the bones. So Masav Rav Ad Barava challenges that. We have a Braisa, Atzamos Kachim, bones of Kachim that get eaten, like a Karbonos that get eaten, like a Chatas and Asham, Lefnei Zrika Molin Ben, prior to doing Zrika, they're subject to Mi'ila. La'achar Zrika Ein Molin Ben, after the Zrika, they're no longer subject to Mi'ila, because the Atzamos become Mutter with the Basar at the time of the Zrika Sadat. That's what's matirit. Shall ola molin ben liolam. But the atzamos of an ola are always subject to mi'ila. So there you have explicit in the brisa that you're not allowed to use the atzamos of an ola. Sounds from the brisa that there's no heter of usage of the atzamos of an ola, even if they separate from the basar prior to the zrika. That's against Rabbah. Rabbah said that as long as they separate from the basar prior to the zrika, make a nice knife handle out of it. Here you have beferish in the brisa, not that way. So says Gemara, Ema, no. The way to understand that brisa is shel ola. It depends. Pirshu lefnei zrika ein molin ben, lachar zrika molin ben liolam. That it depends, that like Rabbah said, that if the bones were separated from the rest of the animal prior to the zrika, so then they're not subject to mi'ila, but if they were separated after the zrika, then they are subject to mi'ila, you're not allowed to get hanar from them. So says Gemara, this whole statement of Rabbah is upliga de Rabbah Lazar. Rabbah's really against Rabbah Lazar. Dam Rabbah Lazar, pirshu lefnei zrika molin ben, liachar zrika lo nenin velo molin. That if the bones were separated before the Zrika, Rabbi Lazar says, not that you can make a knife handle out of it, that it's subject to Me'ila forever, you're not allowed to get hana from it. And if they're Purish after the Zrika, you're not allowed to get hana from it, but it's also not Me'ila. It's an Isra Hana'a Midrabanan. So really, it's a double machlokas. First of all, according to Rabbah, the Atzamos of an Ola that are Purish prior to the Zrika, you can make a knife handle out of it, and there's no Me'ila at all. And Rabbi Lazar says there is Me'ila, but they're also arguing on the other thing, that according to Rabbah, Atzamos that are Purish after the Zrika is subject to Me'ila because it's supposed to go on the Mizbeach. Whereas Rabbi Lazar says, nah, it's only Asar Midrabanan, it's not subject to Me'ila. So it's a double machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbah. Okay, now a new Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, two topics in this Mishnah. The number one about karbanos that are pasul or atzamos gidim that were on the Mizbeach and then fell off the Mizbeach. Do you put them back on the Mizbeach? And second, which parts of the Mizbeach and what things are Makadesh, different items? So Vekulan, all of these psulim that we said, that if they go on the Mizbeach, you just leave them there. And similarly, the atzamos and the gidin that are attached to the basar, where you're supposed to put them on the Mizbeach together with the basar, shepaku me'al gabi ha-mizbeach, if any of these things come off of the Mizbeach, lo yachsir. You don't return them. You don't put them back on the Mizbeach. You don't have to put them back on the Mizbeach. V'chein gachela shepaku me'al gabi ha-mizbeach, lo yachsir. And similarly, a coal that comes off of the Atzei Ma'aracha, you don't have to put it back on the Mizbeach. That's what Rashi says, that lo yachzer means you don't have to, but you're allowed to if you want to. The Karen Ora just wonders, because there's a Tosefta that says that kachel shapaka lo nenin v'lo molin, but if you're allowed to put it on the Mizbeach, so why doesn't it have a din of Me'ila? It's still not nas mitzvah if you can put it back on the Mizbeach. So the Zevach Toda writes that he thinks when Rashi says ein tzorich la'achzer, that's only the gabi the gachelas that comes off the mizbech, but when it comes to psulim that were brought on the mizbech, Rashi would be moda that there's a chovas haktara and yerchayev to be machzer them to the mizbech. Now Tosos raises the following question: how could it be that when it says v'kulin shapakol me'al gabi mizbech lo yachzir, that that's true of psulim as well? That where we said him olu lo yardu, so we're saying that but once they come off the we said im once they're on the mizbech, they're puzzled, but once they're on the mizbech, leave them there. But if they come off, don't put them back. Don't bring them back on the mizbech. Isn't that against the Mishnah on Daf Pei Daled? The Mishnah said kishem sheim alu lo yerdu kachim yerdu lo yalu. We said that just like im alu lo yerdu. So well, when it comes off, don't put it back on. And Ula commented in that Gemara lo shanu el shlo moshel ben or. That's only if the fire didn't take hold of them. But if the fire took hold of them already, then yalu. So the psulim that the din is im alu lo yerdu ve im yerdu lo yalu is only when lo sholta ben eshem aracha, when they still haven't been taken by the fire. But once the fire has taken hold of them, even if they come down, you put them back on. That's against what we're saying in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying, don't put them back on. Ula had said that once the fire has taken hold of them, even when they come down, do put them back on. So how could it be that Ula is going directly against a Mishnah? So Tosfos has three mahalchim to answer this question. One of the mahalchim that Tosfos has is that our Mishnah is talking about a case where they came off on their own from the Mizbech. They shot off from the Mizbech. That you don't have a chiv to return. Ula is talking about a case where you took them off of the Mizbech. Then, in that case, what Ula was talking about, where you took them off of the Mizbech, then he says, if it's Shalta Ben Or, you better put them back on the Mizbech. Then you do need to return them to the Mizbech. That is one of Tosfos's three Mahalchim. This comes up in an unusual area, meaning in an unexpected area of Halacha. There is a discussion in Poskim. What if you take your talus off and then you put it back on? Do you say a new bracha when you put your talus back on? So in Shulchan Aruch it says that if you take your talus off, even if you intended to put it back on, tzarech levarich when you put it back on, but the Ramah says that's not what we do. The meaning Ashkenaz is not to put them back on. So we paskin like the Ramah is not to say a bracha when you put it back on. That if you took your talus off, you don't say a bracha when you put it back on. What if your talus fell off? So the Shulchan Aruch says, then you do have to say a new bracha when you put it back on. And the Magen Avraham says that everyone agrees to because your intention was never to take it off in the first place. So the Imre Yosha was asked, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now the Machzah Shekel writes that he thinks that if you took your talus off stam, and according to the Achronim, let's say when you take your talus off stam and you're still wearing your talus katan, that you don't have to say a bracha. Who adin if your talus fell off? Meaning, if you assume, like those opinions that say, when you take your talus off, stam, without any particular kavana, and you're still wearing a talus katan, that you don't say a bracha, well, stam, taking your talus off stam, is the same as your talus falling off, and therefore you also wouldn't say a bracha when you put your talus back on. That's what the Machzah Shekel says. So the Imre Yosha was asked, should we do like the Machzah Shekel and not say a bracha when our talus falls off? It's against everybody. It's against the Shulchan Aruch, it's against all the acronyms, against the Magen Run the Mishnah Berurah. It's against everybody. But Safik Brachos, meaning normally you say Safik Brachos Lahakel. Machzah Shekel is one that says not to say a bracha when you put your talus back on. So he says that the Svar of the Machzah Shekel is very strange because the fact that it works to put on the talus katan when you take off your talus gadol stam is because we say that even though your das was not beferish to put it back on, but it's muchach mimaisav that when you took your talus off, you weren't trying to be mevatel yourself from the mitzvah. So it's considered that you're poshet al das l'sateif. But when your talus fell off without any das, shalol l'ritzono, you can't say that you were meskaven in your action to be poshet al das lilvosh, because the etzah mamaisa was without any das at all. It just fell off. And he says, and based on that svara, I understand, we can explain Tosfos in our sugya. Tosfos says that if you take the gacheles off of the mizbech, you could put it back on the mizbech, but a gacheles that comes off on its own, you're not allowed to put on the mizbech. You're not allowed to put back on the mizbech. What's the difference? He says, now I understand very well. If the gacheles, you're more the gacheles from the mizbech, you could say that your das was to put it back. But if it shot off of the mizbech on its own, you can't say that it was daito lachzira, because the etzem ha'maisa was without any das whatsoever. So he explains that same chiluk is the chiluk that that Tosos makes over here. Kol haTorah kula is in yinachad. Okay, so says the Mishnah Vayter. Evarim, if there are limbs of karbonos that are kosher that you're allowed to bring all night long, shapakum al gabim mizbech that came off of the mizbech, kodem chatzos yachzirim all in bed. If they came off the mizbech before chatzos, put them back on the mizbech, and therefore they're subject to me'ilah if you get hanah from them. Liachr chatzos, if it happened after chatzos, lo yachzir, do not put them back on, and ve'in mal in bed, and it's considered nas mitzvaso because you don't have to put them back on the mizbech, so they're not subject to me'ilah. Kishem shem mizbech mekadesh esaroy lo, just like the mizbech is mekadesh that which belongs there, kachakevesh mekadesh. The ramp of the mizbech is also mekadesh esaroy lo, and if the ramp is mekadesh mistam of the yisod and the sovev, right, the any part of the mizbech is mekadesh that which is royal. Kshem shem mizbech va'kevesh mekadchin esaroy lehen, kachakele mekadchim. Klei sharis are also mekadesh. Anything that goes inside of them. So says Gemara, hechidami. What is the case that the Mishnah is talking about, where we said that that the din of the evarim that come off of the mizbech, it's tali on whether it's before chatzos or after chatzos. Edis bumamish. If there's still mamashos to these evarim, they haven't been entirely burnt. So afilach chatzos nami. You haven't done the mitzvah, so get them back up there on the mizbech to burn. Vidales bumamish. And if there's nothing left to them, then afilach chatzos nami lo. Then why? Just because it's before chatzos, why do you have to put them back on the mizbech? They're done. They're already burnt. So says Gemara, where does it depend on chatzos? Lo tzricha b'shariri, that it's only when it comes to the evarim that are harder evarim, where the fire just hardens them and dries them out, but it's not yet charcoal. So that's where the Mishnah says, okay, it's going to be tali in chatzos halayla. So the Gemara explains, how do we know that this din of hardened evarim is tali in chatzos halayla? Minanimili, where do we see that chatzos halayla is the borderline? So Amar Rav. So Rav says that it's a stirum psukim kasvech romer. Kol halayla v'yikdir. One pasuk says it burns all night on the mizbech. V'kasvach l'lomer kol halayla v'herim. That kol halayla that v'herim esesh deshen asher toch le'seish. So from there you see that you take the trumas hadeshen kol halayla. Well, how could that be? If the entire night is the zman haktara, then it's not yet the zman harama. Meaning it's only when the haktara is over that you remove the deshen, that you take the trumas hadeshen. So it must be chalkehu. So this is. Again, shnei suvim amachishim ze. What do I do if I don't have a kosev ashlishi? That's machriya b'neim. Chalkehu chatzi lachem, chatzi lashem. Right. So chalkehu chatzi laktara v'chatzi larama. Just split the night in half. Half the night is for aktara. That's the first half of the night. The second half of the night is for the trumas hadeshen. And therefore, from chatzos and on, the evarim are considered to already be nasas mitzvasan having been burnt on the mizbeach. So masav Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana kind of challenges that says Maseches Yoma, b'chol yom torim es mizbeach mikros hagever. On a typical day, they would take the trumas hadeshen from the mizbeach from the time that the rooster crows. It's machlokas what kros hagever means. Doesn't mean the rooster crows or the guy that would go around waking everyone up in the Beis Hamikdash, but mikros hagever, because gever can mean a rooster, it could also mean a person. O samach lo milafan of me'achrav, or right around that time, b'yom kippurim b'chatzos. But in Yom Kippur, they would already be torim es hadeshen at chatzos halayla b'rugol. And on Yom Tovim, when the Mizbech is very busy, they would already do it at the end of the first Mishmar of the night. So, but if you're going to say that it's based on a pasuk that we hold, that prior to Chatzos, nothing can be taken off of the Mizbech, because prior to Chatzos, you still have the mitzvah of Haktara, then just because it gets busy on Yom Tov, we're allowed to violate that din da'oraisa and be maktim and do it earlier. So, Amra Biochan, Mimash Mashanemar, from the fact that the pasuk says kol alayla ein yodeya sha'ala boker, I would not know that up until the morning you could still be makter evarim umatam lomer ad boker. Why does it say? Meaning I do know already. Meaning ein yodeya sha'ala boker. Do I not know that kol alayla means up until the morning umatam lomer ad boker? So why does it have to say ad boker? So it must be tein boker lebukaro shalayla. that it's telling me that the boker of night, which is Alos HaShachar, gets another boker, that there's another earlier time prior to the boker Shalayla, that we give an extra boker, an extra earlier time where you're allowed to do the Truma Sedeshen. So when is that earlier time that you're allowed to do the Truma Sedeshen? So Hilkach Kol Yoma Mikros HaGever Sagi. On a typical regular day, it's from Kros HaGever, that's when you do the Truma Sedeshen, and only then, but not earlier. B'yom HaKippurim Mishum Chulsha the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, because the Kohen Gadol is going to have to be doing the whole Avoda of that day, so he's going to get very weak. So Mechatzos, we do it already at Chatzos HaLayla, so he has time to rest before he gets involved in the rest of the day's Avoda, so we let him do the Truma Sedeshen earlier in the night at Chatzos. B'rugolim D'nefishi Karbanos on Yom Tovim, where there are so many Karbanos, D'kan Miyasu Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael would come very, very early to bring all the Karbanos. So there was a lot of ashes, and they needed to clear it out before the Akrava of the Tamid Shel Shachar, so Me'ashmeres HaRishona. So then we already removed the Deshen from the Ashmeres HaRishona. Where do we ever find that Klal Yisrael was so early to bring all the Karbanos on the Regalim? K'taketani Seifa, because the Seifa of that very Mishnah says, Lo Haisa Kriyas HaGever Maga'as, Aichayis HaZor Meleya MiYisrael, that you wouldn't have a Kriyas HaGever until by the time Kriyas HaGever came, the whole Azara was full of Jewish people. That's how many people were busy bringing their karbanos. So the bottom line is that apparently, even though the pasuk says Kol HaLayla, and we darshin that Chetzio Chalkeu Chetzio Laktar Chetzio LaRama, we have another drasha that tells us that Chazal were authorized to determine what that Boker Sheni is going to be, when you can already do the Truma Sedeshen earlier in the night. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up two lines from the bottom of the page at Itmar. I'm going to have a wonderful day.